Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time, David James comes to my broadcast table for our weekly conversation on an issue that is important to the Christians today. This time, a response comes from a listener who in her email says that there is no mention of Jesus Christ in the Hebrew Scriptures. In other words, no word about Jesus in the Old Testament writings that reveal Jesus as the Savior of the world. Dear friends, that is not correct, and if you'll keep the dial right where it is, David James and I will respond to this listener and her email about the Savior Jesus Christ not being found in the Old Testament Scriptures. We'll do that right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing in one moment. I want to remind you my website, prophecytoday.com, has a banner over the top of it. It says, Looking at Current Events in Light of Biblical Prophecy. That's why we are there, as a service to you to keep you on top of all the events happening around the world. I'm talking about geopolitical current events that are seemingly setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You have to come to that conclusion once you put the two together, current events and God's prophetic word, a record of his prophetic scenario for the end times. We do that on my website, prophecytoday.com. I would love for you to bookmark that website and stay on top of all the news that will assist you in understanding we're living in the time which the ancient Jewish prophets wrote about some 2,500 years ago, the time of the coming of Jesus Christ. We now bring to these microphones David James. We have a weekly conversation right here on Prophecy Today Weekend. This is the one for this week, and we want to focus on an email that we received from one of our listeners. Well, last week we received an email from one of our listeners who took us to task for believing and teaching that Jesus Christ is the Jewish Messiah.
That's right. And interestingly, she seems to be actually a practicing Jewish believer. So I'm not sure how she stumbled across our broadcast or your broadcast, but she did send an email in. And as always, we want to try to respond to them if we think that it would be helpful for not just that particular listener, but for all our listeners. And here's what she wrote. She said, It really upsets me that you can't seem to see that the Torah is written to Jews and there is nothing in it about Jesus Christ. He couldn't have been a Messiah or Mashiach because he did not fulfill any of the prophecies about the Messiah. No human is acceptable as a sacrifice, and sacrifice is not even the correct word. It is korban, which she says means drawing close, and we'll get to that later. And then she says, please listen to Rabbi Tovia Singer on his website, and I think you might, if you actually listen, see how far off your teaching is.
You know, I think it might be helpful to begin with the matter of the thousands of first century Jews who knew the Hebrew Scriptures, but they came to believe that Jesus Christ was truly the Messiah.
That's absolutely right. This is not something that is just a Christian invention hundreds of years after the fact. We go to Acts chapter 1 and 2, and in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, we know from Acts chapter 1 that there were 120 Jews present, and they were all Jewish. And then, because of being the day of Pentecost, which is one of three of the Jewish feasts where Jews from all over the world were to be in Jerusalem, we read in verse 5 of chapter 2, there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Then as you go on down through the chapter, you find that there were 14 countries or regions that were mentioned that included both Jews and Gentiles. And then you get down to verse 41, and you find that there were actually 3,000 who came to saving faith in Jesus Christ on that day alone. And we also know that the Apostle Paul First of all, he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He describes himself that way, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He studied under Gamaliel, who was a very well-respected teacher of the Jewish scriptures of the law in that day. And Paul, after he received Christ as his Savior, being encountered on the road to Damascus, he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. So you have all of the first believers in all of the New Testament churches. All of the first Christians actually came directly out of Judaism and embraced Jesus Christ as their Messiah, as their Savior, as their Redeemer.
David, what about our listeners' objection that the Torah, that's the first five books of the Hebrew Bible, which was written to Jews, and there's nothing in those books about Jesus Christ?
Well, interestingly, I was actually, in doing research for this program, I was looking at some apologetic work done by an ethnic Jew who came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ many, many years ago, a time he was around 20, and he pointed out in one of his books, as a response actually to that question, this is exactly what he says: you would be surprised to see how many passages and concepts actually point to Jesus the Messiah in the Torah, but before you question my beliefs, are you aware the Torah doesn't say much about the traditional Jewish Messiah? So that is interesting. There aren't that many direct references to the Messiah at all, though there are foreshadows that I'll talk about here in just a moment. The word Messiah or Mashiach, the Anointed One, is only found four times, and that's in the book of Leviticus. So that's actually a double-edged sword that cuts both ways. In fact, the Messiah being the son of David, which is important in Judaism, that is obviously not mentioned in the Torah either, because this was long before David was born. But going back to the idea of prophecies in the Torah, there are at least 117 prophecies, appearances, or foreshadowings of Christ in those first five books of the Bible. And just as quick reference, just in Genesis 3:15, which is the first prophecy in the Bible regarding the coming of the Messiah, it says that he would be a human born of a woman, he will reconcile people to God, and he will crush Satan at his own expense, meaning that Satan will harm him, but he will ultimately defeat Satan. We know from Genesis 22 he'd be a descendant of Abraham. From Genesis 26 he'd be a descendant of Abraham's son Isaac. We could go on in Genesis. Then there's the sacrificial system that is laid out both in Exodus and then more fully in Leviticus, which laid the foundation for the idea that the Messiah, there was need for ultimately one who would be a once-for-all sacrifice as opposed to the blood of goats and calves and bulls that needed to be sacrificed over and over and over again. And then just finally, there's the matter of Moses himself being a foreshadow of Jesus Christ as a deliverer. And he says, Moses writes in Deuteronomy 18:15, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst. So there's a greater prophet that will come, one who is even greater than Moses, and that points to Jesus Christ.
Well, that's a great overview of the Torah, first five books of the Old Testament. But David, respond to the claim that there is no prophecy that you can find anywhere in the rest of the Hebrew scriptures that were fulfilled, no prophecies fulfilled by Jesus himself.
Well, I did some research on this as well, and I've looked at it many times before, but just for today's program, I found a website called BibleArchaeology.org, and the name of their ministry is Associates for Biblical Research, and they point out that there are at least 144 references or prophecies or foreshadows in the writings, and at least 153 in the prophets. So altogether with the Pentateuch, that makes over 400 prophecies of Christ in the Old Testament. And we could just spend lots of time on that, but we don't have it. But just touching the tip of the iceberg, Psalm 22 is very much about the crucifixion of the Messiah. And in fact, hundreds and hundreds, thousand years before the Romans developed crucifixion as a means of execution, it's very well described in Psalm 22. Of course, the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, talking about the virgin birth, that is confirmed by Matthew in Isaiah 9, talking about he would be appear in Galilee and be a light to the Gentiles, and that he would sit on the throne of David. Psalm 53, he'd be silent before his accusers. He would be numbered with the transgressors. Micah, he would be born in Bethlehem. That's Micah 5:2. Zechariah chapter 12, we read that Zechariah foreshadowed the piercing of Jesus. And even Malachi, the very last book that we have in our English Bibles, a messenger would prepare the way for the Lord. So it's just over and over and over, over 400 instances.
Well, let's then think about our listeners' claim that sacrifice is not the correct word. She says it's korban, which she said means drawing closer, not sacrifice.
Well, that could be the basic meaning of the term korban, but that is actually different than the word that is primarily used throughout the Old Testament for sacrifices, so she's factually wrong on that.
Tovia Singer, what can you tell us about this man?
Well, he is the founder of a ministry called Outreach Judaism, and its tagline is Judaism's response to Christian missionaries. So he's well known as a founder and director of this ministry. He very much tries to provide an apologetic to Jews who are in Judaism against Christians. And so he does debates as well. He's written books. And he certainly, as a rabbi, he denies the deity of Jesus Christ. And therefore, he cannot be trusted when it comes to the idea of actually teaching truth from the Word of God. And he's actually missed all these prophecies that we talked about and that the first Jews in the first century also recognized were about the Messiah.
Well, finally, let's see what advice you may have to all of us who are interacting with someone who might be Jewish or even belonging to any other religion.
Sure. Well, there's several things I would just give off the top of my head since I deal with these kinds of things all the time. First and foremost, know the Bible yourself. Know what you're talking about from the Word of God so someone can't trip you up. Then second, take time to understand what others believe, and this can include reading what they've written, but also spend some time studying the work of those who do evangelism and who respond to these different groups to see that there really are answers to all these objections. Then I would say ask some leading questions. They're less threatening than statements, and then let the other person answer those questions, because people really get frustrated when they think you don't understand them and aren't listening. So hear them out and then respond. Understand that it could be a long process and that family and social pressures could really be a problem, and even more so than theological problems. And then finally, and this is really good news for us, persuading someone of the truth of the Scriptures is ultimately the work of the Holy Spirit, not our persuasive arguments.
You know, I like that thought about asking questions. That really opens up the mind of someone you may be talking with. Great, great thoughts in how to interact with someone about Jesus Christ. David, a very important response to this email from one of our listeners. Thank you for researching it and giving us some interesting thoughts to consider in our conversation today. Have a safe trip over to Uganda, and from Uganda, we'll talk with you about another issue next week.
Thanks, Jimmy. Always a pleasure being with you.
David James with the details on how the Old Testament Hebrew Scriptures presented Jesus Christ as the Savior for the world, and in particular the Jews, as they converted to Christianity in the very first century. You know, on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, some 2,000 years ago, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, 3,000 Jewish people came to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. They got saved, in other words. By the way, these Jews only had the Hebrew Scriptures to present Jesus as the Savior of the world. On that day, the Apostle Peter presented Jesus Christ as the Savior from the Old Testament Hebrew text. In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 5, it talks about the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and first to the Jews. That's Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.